You're with Phil Smith on the Sunday Spin. Good to be at your place, wherever your place might be. If you're listening on Radio Australia throughout Asia and the South Pacific, or on ABC local radio on our digital service right around the country. I have a bloke here with me who, well, if I call him Bob halfway through the interview, please forgive me. That's because he's a builder, and I don't know, I've got in my mind Bob the Builder, but it's actually Gary, and he's a builder from Bognor. Strictly speaking, actually, Gary, it's Bognor Regis, isn't
Bognor
it?
Bognor Regis, yes.
Well, that's right. A bit closer to that microphone would be a real good thing.
We got the Regis from King George, I think it was.
There you
don't
go.
Don't quote me on that, though.
Now, you may ask why I have a builder from Bognor Regis on a bicycle program, but that's because he's riding around the world. There's no shortage of people riding around Australia, we know that, but it's not often I meet somebody who's pedalling around the world, and for a very good reason as well. Gary, where have you been thus far? And where are you going after Australia?
Well, I started off in England on the 29th of October 2011. Rode through France, Luxembourg, Germany, Austria, Hungary, Croatia, Serbia, Bulgaria, and into Turkey. I was meant to go through Iran and Pakistan, but they halfway through Turkey, they invaded the British Embassy in Iran. So a lot of pressure from family and friends, and ultimately it was my decision. I flew from Turkey to India. So then it was...
So you reckon with that accent they would have picked you as a POM or not?
Maybe, maybe. I was going to go in undercover, but I didn't think I'd be good. So I flew to India and then cycled from Mumbai up to Calcutta, then into Bangladesh and into Dhaka. And then, again, flew from Dhaka to Kunming in China, which I was always going to do because you can't cycle through Burma or Myanmar. It's a closed state. So then it was China, Laos, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, down to Bali, and then fly from Bali to Perth, then Perth across to Sydney, then up to Brisbane here.
Gary, anybody would think that you must have a great long history of cycling, but as I recall the story, and it was your sister who dobbed you into this program, you weren't actually an avid cyclist at all. This more or less came out of the blue. Tell us a bit of that story.
Obviously as a child, we all cycle. Well, in England, everybody sort of tends to cycle. As you get older, you get that driving license thing. Why should I drive? Why should I cycle? I can drive now. So I was driving around for years. I used to be a heavy smoker, 50 or 60 a day. And I don't know, I got fed up with smoking. I just found out it was overtaking my life. If I was in your house working, I'd be looking for a reason to go out of my van to have a cigarette between the front door and the van. So it came to a point I thought, right, I'm going to give up smoking. So I just quit one Wednesday night, last cigarette, gave up. And I don't know whether you're a smoker, but you always have something to do with your hands when you've got a cigarette in them. But all of a sudden, you don't have that cigarette.
Okay.
So that's when I started riding the bike, because it's very hard to smoke and ride
and
a bike.
Ride a bike. All right.
That's basically how I got into it.
That is one of the most remarkable things. Now, I think there was also a part of the story that said some of your mates were going down
the coast for the weekend.
So you thought, well, I'll ride down.
Yeah, well, I'd given up smoking for, I don't know, it might have been a month. I honestly can't remember. It wasn't long. And I was talking at work and having a laugh and joke, and they said they was going to a place called Swanage, which is 80 miles away. They said, we're going camping. I said, oh, I might ride down there. Just joking. Anyway, it's all like,
80 miles. Okay, let's do that. That's about
130 kilometres.
That's a good day's ride.
Oh, yeah. No. So it all started. Anyway, I thought, I've sort of done this now, so I'm going to have to do it. So off I set with my old bike, which wasn't really geared up for that. It was a mountain bike. But I put a rack on the back and a couple of panniers and my sleeping bag and a little tent, and off I went. Anyway, I got there. I was absolutely done in. They weren't there, so I pitched my tent and I crawled in, and I just dozed off. And I just remember somebody unzipping it. And you know when you wake up, you don't know where you are. I said, oh, yeah, here's the money for the campsite, because I didn't see anybody to pay for it. and it was my friends. So because I cycled that 80 miles and I'd done it, I'm not saying I found it easy, but I'd done it, all my trips now
you
say are based
yourself, hey, I can do it.
On doing 80 miles or 130 kilometres a day. So when I'm sort of working out a trip, so like roughly how long it would take to get across Australia,
mm-hmm.
I'll just divide it by 80, and that's roughly how many days? Or 130 if you're doing kilometres.
Get a mar.
And do that.
Gary McGivern is with us this afternoon on the Sunday Spin. He's in the process of pedalling around the world, and you must be at least a third of the way there by now. Now, the other part of your story and your background is pretty sad stuff. Your wife died as a result of breast cancer, and that's part of the motivation for what you're doing.
Yes.
Tell us about that, Gary.
Back in, I think it was 2005, she got diagnosed with breast cancer. She went for a mastectomy. She had radiotherapy and chemotherapy and all that. Or it might have been 2006. I'm not too sure on that year. So went through all that. She had a mastectomy and we thought everything was going to be fine. Anyway, one day she collapsed, basically. And my daughter phoned me to say, and well, the long and short of it was that they took her to hospital and they'd found that it had actually spread to the brain. So, well, she only lasted 6 months after that. I think they found that in June or July, and then she passed away on Boxing Day 2007. So that's part of my reason for doing this, to try and raise as much money for cancer.
Now, people who would like to follow you can actually follow you on Twitter and maybe follow in your cycle tracks as well. But your Twitter handle, so we could put that out there?
To be honest, the best thing, because I've got a web page.
Okay, well, let's do that.
It's just www.garymcgivern.com.
All right.
And then there's links on there to Twitter, Facebook.
Yep.
And I do a daily blog.
Now, the spelling of Gary is interesting. It's Gary. There are two R's in Gary. McGivern is McGivern. So GaryMcGivern.com. And you can track him down there. And look, we'll put that on the website as well. And you'll find us there at the Sunday Spin. Gary, where to next?
I fly to San Francisco on Tuesday and then ride from San Francisco to New York. And
that's funds, the ride I've always wanted to do across the top. That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, and funds permitting, I'd like to think that I would then fly back to Turkey and then go up through Georgia, into Russia, Kazakhstan, and back into China.
Okay.
So it would close that loop. Because
mm-hmm.
if you look at a map of the world, that is a big chunk to miss out. The reasons I didn't do it at the time was because it was like December and it was like minus 40 and there was snow and all
roads. Yeah, okay, that's fair enough.
So I thought that was a fair enough reason.
Yeah, I think we can buy that. You're a good bloke, Gary McGivern. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank
Gary
you.
Will be on the road and back on the road, I should say, in the not-too-distant future, and as he heads across the United States and then back towards Great Britain. You're with Phil Smith on ABC Local Radio, on digital, and on Radio Australia throughout Asia and the South Pacific. The Sunday Spin continues in just a tick.